Hello, Daily Dosers. My name is Kip, and I'm one of the campus pastors here at North Coast Church. I want to tell you a story, and that I think will accentuate a point in Scripture here. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 4, if you've got your Bible and you want to turn there. We'll get to it in a little bit. But I was taking my wife to the airport one time and revealing my own age a little bit. This was before security required you to have an actual ticket to go through security. So my wife was flying somewhere, I was going with her, and I was going to walk to the boarding gate and say bye and do the movie version of what you can't do anymore and say bye as she gets and boards on the plane. And so I was going in, and I don't know why, but as I get to the security section, you empty your pockets, they give you the little tray, and I pull out my keys, I pull out my wallet, and as I reach back in my bag, I had this dive knife in my pocket, and I'm standing in the security line, and it's a hard case, stainless steel, double-bladed, serrated edge. It's not a pocket knife. And I think to myself, why in the world do I have this in my pocket? And then I also think, I can't pull this out, but then I think, I can't hide it. So I just did what I thought was natural, was like, play it cool. I pull it out, I set it in with everything else, and I shove it into the metal detector. It goes through, the guy sees it on the screen, and you see the concerned look on his face. He pulls it out, and as he's fidgeting with it, he pushes the button, and the knife pops out, and he kind of is taken aback a little bit. He looks over to a standing security officer to the side at the next terminal, chatting with one of the other agents, and kind of gives a, "Hey, Joe," and holds it up. Instantly, the officer stands to attention and begins looking around like, who in the world brought this knife into the airport? And I kind of sheepishly raise my hand, and he looks at me, and he goes, sir, that's a dagger. And that's the joke my wife and I now have, is every time we go to the airport, she kind of pokes at me, and he's like, you don't have any knives with you, do you? And I'm like, no. He says, you're going to have to take that back to your car, sir. And so I have to run to the car, drop it off. My wife kind of shakes her head at me like, seriously? So every time I go to the airport, I have this little bit of fear. So now fast forward, and security's a little tighter. And I'm going to the airport one day, and as I began traveling, I would always carry this little Bible with me. So this is my little red duct tape, little pocket Bible that has the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs in it. And it's well worn, but I had it in my pocket, and I had set it into the tray with my keys and my wallet and everything. And as I pushed it through, those fateful words I hear again, sir, you can't have this pocket knife with you. And I thought, oh no, I did it again. And my wife looks back at me like, did you really? And he holds up my Bible. And then he goes, you might want to hold on to this. You may need it. And then I realize what his joke is. And I recognize that he's referring to this as the sword. And the small version being a pocket knife. And I thought it was clever. It's kind of fun. A little phrase I've used from time to time. But as he says that, it takes us back into Hebrews 4. When the writer of Hebrews builds this case. And as he comes out of chapter 3, he's using Israelites as a reference back to their unbelief, preventing them from entering into God's rest. And then he goes into 4, he talks about the rest for God's people, those who believe the word of God. And as he gets into Hebrews 4, verse 12, there's one key verse that says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And so as I think about that, and that my pocket knife and my sword, the Bible refers to it as the sword of the Spirit. And we use that oftentimes. But here in 4, he uses this on the backside of talking about entering into rest. Those who will find eternal peace and rest in God are those who believe in the word of God. There's theological debate over in this actual reference. It's referring to Jesus, the gospel, the spoken words of God. But despite all of that, it is that which God says. And we have to take faith and confidence in that. And that separates even to the very soul. And so we take confidence in knowing that this word is not dead. It's not old. We can apply it to our life. And so I challenge you to, like I carried around in my pocket, it can be utilitarian, just like a pocket knife, something that we take with us, that we use, whether physically take with us or as it instructs to hide it in our heart. And so my encouragement, my challenge to you today is take God's word and use it, but believe it, because it can separate even to the very soul. And so be encouraged today and get into God's word and take it at its word. God bless you guys.